927 4CC's popped into the studios this morning. He's from the GAPDL. Morning, Gus.
Good morning, Hammo.
Good weekend. A lot happening across central Queensland over the weekend, but there's even more coming up this weekend.
Good as this weekend
going to
be. I know. Amazing.
And a lot of visitors around to enjoy a lot of the things that are going on. First up, the Multicultural Fest.
Multicultural Fest. If it's anything like the last one they had at Tundoon Botanical Gardens, was a fantastic day.
Yeah. 10 o'clock it starts. It's free entry. Heaps of food from all the different cultures from around Glasson. I think I was talking to Elena. She said over 30 cultures. Different cultures are going to be taking part in this. So there's dance, there's entertainment, there's market stalls, and it's free entry. And I'm going to be there too doing a live broadcast from 9 a.m. If you want to come along and say good day, jump on, have a bit of a yarn.
I'll see what I'm doing, Barry.
All right, thank you.
No, mate, sorry, Hamo.
Thank you, Gary.
Keep forgetting that we're not on the golf course.
Yes. so that's this Saturday from 10 a.m. at Tundoon Botanic Gardens. What else is happening across Central Queensland?
What about Friday night? Fashion Friday in the City Plaza. You can get up and have a look at the new CBD.
Yeah.
We got a fashion parade from Runway 7 from 5 till 7.
Yeah.
We got tables and nibblies. All the restaurants and that are going to be open. We've got a nice little fashion parade. We've got a DJ on there, so all the ladies can come out and check the latest in spring fashion. They can mosey on up the street, have a couple of shandies at the light box.
Yep.
And then go down for Symphony Under the Stars.
Oh.
Free concert from Queensland Symphony Orchestra, one of the best orchestras in the world, or at least in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yep.
And, you know, like, how good is it that we can get out and have all of these free events in the weekend?
Yeah. That's cool, eh?
And then after the Multicultural Festival, Auckland House first birthday party.
Oh, that's right, yes.
And or grand finals for the local rugby league, Brothers versus Valleys, A grade, reserve grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the way through, under 17s is Seagulls versus Valleys.
Yeah.
Apparently someone did the drop goal Friday night in the under 17 preliminary final, 45 metres out to win.
Really?
Yeah, unbelievable kick they said
it was.
That's
a kick and a half, yeah.
So you've got all those things on, and then if you really wanted to, you could go and watch the Cowboys and the Dragons up in Rocky.
Yeah, why not see the Cowboys up against the Dragons too? No, neither side can make it.
I think there's also down Miriam Vale Way, you've got Spring in the Vale.
Yep.
It's a little concert. And then you've got the Rapton Moogle project, so you can go down there and look at the artworks.
Artworks, yeah.
Walk into Spring in the Vale, camp the night, have a cold
bevy or two.
Cold bevy or a hup cup of Billy tea and camp and listen to some cool tunes out on the farm. So it just never stops, am
I? No, I know. And look, it's going to get busier and busier and busier as we get closer to the school holidays, which are only a month away, actually.
Yeah.
So if you want to book in anywhere, I'll be doing that now. And they can find out more info by jumping onto the GAPDL website.
GladstoneRegion.info.
And we'll pop into either of the two information centres across the region. And there's other little hotspots, cafes and so forth.
Junction Cafe, Mount Larkham Cafe, Miriam Vale Cafe.
Yep.
You can even watch the livability video at the Donut Van at Bunnarabee.
There you go.
Flypie Historical Village.
Yep, another place. Yeah.
Yeah.
Find out all the details there.
Get out and about and
enjoy it.
You'll be glad you did.
You'll be glad you did. GladstoneRegion.info. Gus, thanks for popping in this morning. Thanks for the coffee too from Boy Espresso, from Danny and the team.
Pleasure, mate. Very nice.
And we'll catch up with you next week.
Cheers, mate.
It's Gus from the GAPDL 4CC.